This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him, but he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
So President Trump speaking there in New Jersey and not really saying things that are complimentary towards the process here. It sounds like Vladimir Putin is not eager to work with Donald Trump to get towards peace. But of course, that's the surface level. That's what we get to consume through the media. Are we any closer to a ceasefire or the possible resolution of whatever that could possibly be between Ukraine and Russia? Let's get to our guest. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg joins us once again, the assistant to the president of the United States and special presidential envoy for Ukraine. General, thank you for being with us today. We always appreciate your time.
Annie, thanks for having me. It's always good to be with you.
Well, I appreciate that as well. Listening to the president speak there, I'm always kind of, I don't know why, I'm surprised by it. President Trump says what he feels and feels what he says. But he's not being very complimentary of his thoughts on Vladimir Putin at this point in time. Where are these talks to try to get to peace?
Well, I think where his frustration is, what happened in Kyiv just a few days ago was, it was a violation of what we call the Geneva Protocols, which is indiscriminate attacking on civilian targets, which was outlawed by the Geneva Convention. And he noticed that, and then with women and children being killed, pretty frustrating for him. I think his frustration stems from the fact that it's a level of reasonableness. Where are you at? Are you being reasonable? Are you being objective with your concerns or demands? And I don't think he sees that. And that's his frustration level. And I kind of echo that. And he said, where are we at? Well, it looks like we're going to go back for another round. Probably be in Istanbul again in about a week. That's kind of late breaking to do that, to sit down and go over and go through what the Russians called a memorandum. Now, the memorandum to me is like, I call it a term sheet. This is what you want to have happen. And then we've got the Ukrainians already. We've got theirs since London. And you kind of look at both sides and say, okay, this is where you both see eye to eye, okay? And we can go forward with that. Or is this just a bridge too far and we can't get there? And I think that's the reason we needed both sides. It took us a while to get the Russians. And it's always good. It's always good when you're talking. And I think that's always pretty good. Yeah. Excuse me. Good morning.
That's okay.
I think you're talking. I think that's good. They're going to walk out.
Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg joining us right now, the assistant to the president and special presidential envoy for Ukraine. What Russia really want? Is it all of Ukraine? Like, what is their pursuit right now? And that they've lost, a million people have lost their lives in this effort. What is it they're in pursuit of?
I think what they want to have is, they've got Ukraine, as we call them, oblasts. You and I would call them states. And they want all five of the oblasts that are in contention. Crimea, they already hold. The northern one is Luhansk. They basically own that one as well right now. And then they want Zaporizhia, and they want Kherson. Those are when you add those four plus Crimea, that's your five oblasts. He wants total control of them. He only has control of Crimea, and he only has control of Luhansk. He doesn't have control of the other three, and he wants them now. And our attitude is kind of, if you fought for it and you kind of own it, well, then, okay, it's not in really dispute. But they only have occupation on two of the five, and he wants all five. So we don't know that the Ukrainians don't want to give up the other three of the five because they basically hold a lot of the ground on the other three of the five. And they, you know, you're right, the casualty levels are over a million. And so in fact, the conservative numbers are 1.2 million, which is a stunning. And they fought for that land, they better play for that land. And they just don't want to give it up, which is understandable. Plus, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is there, and the Zaporizhzhia Oblast. And the fact is, that's the third largest nuclear power plant in Europe and provided a significant part of the energy, the power generation for Ukraine. It'll take them a while to put that back online, but they don't want to just give that up as well. And if they give up Zaporizhzhia, then they lose that. So there's some reasons for Ukraine to say, no, we're not going to go there. Now, we are waiting for what's called the term sheet. The term sheet to us is, this is what, you know, you're willing to discuss. And we're not there yet with them, with Russians. So we kind of have to wait and see how that's going to play. We've been waiting for it for almost 2 weeks now. Putin had promised it within 7 days. He didn't deliver on that. I think that irritated the president as well. And then you've got, of course, the sanctions package that Lindsey Graham's put together, Senator Graham, which has got 80 co-sponsors in what's called the RSA 2025, which is the Russia Sanctions Act of 2025, which are very significant. I mean, you're talking about, it really hits China, it really hits India, and fuel exports. And it puts a 500% tax on, if you get oil or product, petroleum products from Russia, you will pay that much of a tax, which is pretty significant.
Yeah.
And that'll affect, because Russia is really a petrostate, and that will affect their ability to gain money on the market as well, because most people won't want to buy Russia's stuff. And then when we sanction what is called, we call it the shadow fleet, the dark fleet, that's the fleet that is moving most of those petrochemicals from Russia to other places. And sanctioning means you basically can take those ships off the waters. And 70% of those ships go through the Baltic Sea. And you can shut the Baltic Sea down if you want to. The Estonians have already done that. The Estonians have already reclaimed one of those ships. Now, the Russians don't like that. But, you know, folks, okay, noted. You know, well, we've told you this is going to happen. It's sort of like somebody said, well, them's fighting words. Well, okay. That's kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
We'll all see where it goes.
We're speaking.
And especially with these talks in the near term.
Mm-hmm. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg with us right now. We've watched publicly the relationship between the United States and Ukraine, let's just say, be very spirited. And at this point in time, watching the president speak in such a way about Vladimir Putin, of course, Russia's interests, how in lockstep are Ukraine and the United States right now in being where they need to be to get this deal done?
Honestly, I think they're actually in a pretty good place. I believe that we've gotten Ukraine in that position ever since the Oval Office incident. And we've done a lot of work with Ukrainians, and I think their rhetoric is toned down. And I think when we came up with the term sheet, I like to say it, I think it was a pretty good term sheet because neither side liked it. Therefore, neither side liked it. They had to be doing something right. But I think we're in a pretty good position with them. And I think it's important. And part of that is because of the dialogue. You know, when they were in the Vatican recently, Zelensky and President Trump sat down, had a good talk, and went very well. They've had phone calls since. And I think it's always good to have dialogue.
Yeah.
And President Trump's really good at that. Because as long as you're talking, you know, the shooting levels are not as high as they could be. And if you're not killing each other but talking, I'll take that as basically a win. And that's where they're at right now.
Last question before we let you go. We're very grateful for your time today. We're speaking with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. You know, some people will say, why is any of this our business? Why does the United States need to be involved? We've heard President Trump say nothing's going to happen without him being present there in order to make it actually happen. What is the necessity of America's role in...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Achieving peace.
Yeah, Annie, I think part of it is escalation control. As long as the Americans are there, you got to kind of hand on everybody's shoulder to make sure nobody does something really, really stupid. I mean, you know, let's go back to World War One when the individual who killed Archduke Ferdinand started World War One. Probably when he was getting ready to shoot the Archduke, he probably didn't say, when I do this, we're going to start World War One. And that's because things get out of control really fast. And why the United States should be involved in a very, very complicated area and a very complicated world is you want to make sure that the escalation doesn't go and get out of control. And it can get out of control really, really fast.
Yeah.
And something can happen really inadvertent. You know. Let me give you one example. You know, what happens if the Germans, which they plan on doing, Chancellor Merz said he's going to provide weapons to Ukraine. One of them happens to be the Taurus missile. Well, the Taurus missile is like a miniature Tomahawk attack missile. It carries a significant warhead, but it doesn't have a range. It's only about a 300-400 mile range. But Putin's already made comments. Well, you know, if that comes from Germany, then we'll hold Germany accountable. Well, all of a sudden, well, what do you mean by that? You know, because if all of a sudden they take on Germany, where does that put us, you know, when it comes to NATO and everything else? And that's the reason why having hand on the controls is very, very important. And what you don't want to do is you don't want it to get out of hand, out of control, because then you're inviting a very, very perilous situation. And I don't think Americans want to go there. You know, that's happened twice before. It was called World War One, World War Two. Let's not go to World War Three. And especially among nuclear powers. So I think the reason why that's important is for that very reason, is escalation control. And I think President Trump sees that. I see it. And because the risk levels have gone up significantly. And it's a very complicated world. You know, this is not the world that President Trump, when he left office, is what we saw. It's a totally different world right now. You know, just before, you had North Korea on their own, China on their own, Iran on their own, Russia on their own. Well, this is the first time all four of them have gotten together. And that's not good, because now you've got countries that can cause you enormous grief working in concert. And that is a place I don't think is good for America. I don't care if it's economic, I don't care if it's diplomatic, I don't care if it's military. So, you know, cooler heads have to always prevail. And having an ability to do that is in line with America. You know, we've always said, you know, nobody at all can question my credentials when it comes to America First. You know, I've been with President Trump since 2015-16. I mean, I still have blood in my mouth. I'm getting kicked in the teeth from the first campaign. So I kind of know what America First means. And never meant America alone, but it meant what's good for America. You know, looking at the Constitution, the three lines, the Declaration of Independence, we the people. That's what it's all about, is the people, protecting the American people. And that's why it's important we do something like that. That's my take on it.
It's an impactful take. And just a quick follow up to that, because you highlighted how the second term of President Trump, the world is very different than the first term. Mm-hmm. If America First would have maintained in that window of time that existed between his two terms, would we be where we are today? Would Vladimir Putin have done what he did if the policy hadn't so drastically changed in the White House?
No, I don't think at all. I really don't. Annie, I think Trump is right that if he had been president, it wouldn't have happened on his watch. But let's look at it differently. I think he's a better president than if he had back-to-back terms. I do. I think he's very learned. He's a quick study. And I think his being away 4 years allowed him to really get his thoughts in order and thoughts set. He always had great instincts. He always does. But this allowed him to really kind of set the conditions for that. So I think in a way, being away for 4 years is helpful to the American people. But it wouldn't have happened if he was still there. I mean, I guarantee you Putin would have done that. I mean, he would have never did what Biden did. When he made that comment in a public forum, that, well, maybe a minor incursion in Russia and Ukraine may be okay. you know, my take on that from the national security perspective is my definition of a minor incursion is significantly different than Vladimir Putin's definition. And we would have seen that right away. And we would have warned him off.
Yeah.
And I think Trump would have done that.
Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, an honor to have you on the show. Thank you for your time. We look forward to having you back and hopefully getting some progress at that Istanbul meeting.
All right. Thanks, Annie. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Thank you so much. Great to talk to the general there. Assistant to the President of the United States, Special Presidential Envoy for Ukraine on X at General Kellogg. A little World War III conversation on a Wednesday afternoon. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, Wiggins America, Ethan Hannaford edition, when we return. And we've got Hogan Gidley at 2:05, a rare 2 p.m. guest, but we're jam-packed full of great opportunities to speak with people who are very close, up close and personal to the issues that you care about. And we seek to deliver that here on 97.1 FM Talk and certainly the Annie Fry Show. Let's get Ethan in here next for Wiggins America. We've also got X's and Y's at 2:25. If you join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you know, we play X's and O's. It's a Hollywood Squares-ish recap of the week on Fridays every once in a while. We have X's and Y's as well. We know there are two genders, and we know that we have questions about the other gender. If you have a curiosity, something you've always wanted to know about the opposite sex, put that question in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. You might ask your question. Trisha's going to join us for that. We'll be right back with Wiggins America Ethan Hannaford edition next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.